And I think some of it, personally, I think some of it is that people hear someone that they perceive as being opposite to them in their political beliefs and, mm-hmm. and so forth. And so that person must not be speaking the truth,
right.
because they are not of the same religious belief, political party, or
right.
whatever.
Right.
So you're a liar. And until, like you say, there it is, the 50-foot swath
right.
going through your backyard.
Right.
And then it's, oh.
Plus there's,
yeah.
there's also... If you don't have any real experience with it, it's kind of hard to relate to.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that I think is also part of the corporation. What they want to keep people from understanding.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And that gets to a whole, like, social narrative. But, I mean, like, the whole, yeah, I mean, fake news and all that stuff, and that existed before the current administration. I mean, there was divide and conquer was,
yeah.
you know, I mean, divide and conquer happened down in Carroll County when the fracking boom came in, and it was brilliant the way that they did it. PSYOPs. It's kind of insane, you know, psychological warfare in some respects. And they don't, I don't...
yes, none of this is new.
Right, none of this
is new.
And, but I was struck, you know, so some people I've talked to, you know, it does come, you're right, it comes down to politics, and it's like, you know, some of them, you know, like this one individual blamed, you know, he said, this was all, you know, an Obama thing.
Yeah,
I said to him, you know, I got to tell you, like, it's just, that's not correct. Like, this is a machine that buys up large swaths of this country, regardless of your political leanings. They will run you over. And, like, they didn't look at Barack Obama or Donald Trump and say, you know, they said obviously Trump's more our guy than Obama, but it was still not like, you can't look at it through that lens. You can't, if that's your lens, you're letting them win. You know, like you just continue to let this kind of, these issues, and you know, it's funny because it's like a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of conservative folks around here. It's like, whatever happened to your small government, don't come on to my property government stuff. Like, this is the ultimate betrayal of your sovereignty. And you're going to say, well, you know, this is, you know, you got to look at it for what it is. It's corporations trumping everything that you believe in
yeah.
at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yes. Medina has been identified as primarily red.
Right.
There are a lot of Democrats. Unfortunately, it's got to the point that people are afraid to even say they're a Democrat.
Oh, really?
Because... there are folks that are just so dismissive of any other way to approach any issue.
Right.
As far as guns, I mean, let's just take that. You mentioned, you know, don't tread on me, my property rights.
Yeah.
However, I have noticed, like I said previously, I've been here for almost 30 years now. And during that time, I have noticed more and more sounds of gunfire
mm-hmm.
around here
mm-hmm.
from people going out in their backyards and doing target practice.
Right.
Which, okay, I my problem is with the noise and also the fact that many of these people, a few of my immediate neighbors included, don't have proper targets so that the bullets don't escape their property.
Right, interesting.
So.
Yeah.
How many Confederate flags did we see around here during the campaign, before the election?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, on River Styx,
yeah.
at the intersection of River Styx and 57, there's a little market that has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever. There's been a building there. And they have Trump T-shirts and so forth and so on in there that they proudly sell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a Trump flag up for how long?
Yeah, they had a Trump flag up for quite some time. I don't know why they took it down. A friend of mine happened to stop in there last summer to pick something up quickly for a picnic and found that they were selling bullseyes with Hillary Clinton's image on them. I was just flabbergasted.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, there's I mean, I traveled all across the country before 2016 happened, and I knew she was going to lose because she wasn't inspiring anyone, and he, people had found religion in him, and Pence, literally Pence, they found religion in Pence. But I mean, I do get the feeling, like, and I go down to the Ohio River a lot, there is a large section of this country that the trade agreements and that kind of thing has left behind. You know, and those people are fearful, and Trump was brilliant in exploiting their fears and just ripping Band-Aids off and just picking at scabs brilliantly. And these people were just like, you know, he said to them, look, not only am I against trade, but I figured out who the bad people are. They're these brown people that are coming up from the north and these people from the Middle East. And they're like, not only have you told us who the bad guy is, but you've told us what the you've spoken to our worries about trade agreements. He was brilliant in doing that. But what I don't get with regard to the pipelines is this is a clear usurping of your sovereignty as an individual, as a property owner, which no one makes a bigger deal out of, no one in the world, than these not libertarians, but like the small government GOP guys. And it's like, how can you make a big deal out of it? And then all of a sudden, pipeline comes through, and it's, you're not going to raise a fuss? I don't get that. I don't get the rationale behind that.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Right, but then you have these jobs are migrating, as you said. This is a migratory labor force that is in no way tied to this county.
Yeah you and I both, all of us understand
that. Yeah, and they just don't want to. Do you think they understand it, or they just don't know it?
They're still waiting on the jobs.
Keep waiting.
We see the pipelines being built, but when it's finished, we're going to get some jobs.
Either that, or they just simply don't want to see it. They don't want to drive by there and see the license plates where these pipe fitters are really from.
Right.
Or, well, they probably don't drive by it. Why would they? And the only reason why, as with the gentleman that you referred to earlier that has the pipeline going through his backyard and blames Obama for it.
Right.
Until they're affected.
Yeah.
Which seems to be a common thread with the GOP or any Republicans. I'm going to be against it until it affects me. Until it turns out that my kid is gay.
Yeah.
Until it turns out that my husband is sick and the only way that he's going to get better is through stem cell research.
Which is science.
Which is science. So forth and so on. I mean, unless it affects them.
Right.